And the final presupposition of NLP, resistance in a client is a sign of a lack of rapport. Whenever you're looking out at your client or the person that you're wanting to communicate with, and the response that you're getting back is resistance to your message, then what you need to do is you need to build more rapport with the other person. In the next CD, we're going to be teaching you all the techniques within NLP for building rapport. That means that rapport is something that you're in charge of, and it's something that you're responsible for. So whenever you see the response coming back from the other person of resistance, you'll know exactly what to do to increase the rapport. And you keep building more and more rapport until you see the resistance melt away in the person in front of you, and they become more accepting of your message. In fact, one of the things we could say about this presupposition is this: there's no such thing as a resistant client, only inflexible communicators. There's no such thing as an inflexible client, only inflexible salespeople. There's no such thing as a resistant client, only inflexible therapists or inflexible coaches. There's no such thing as resistant students, just inflexible teachers and trainers. There's no such thing as a resistant audience, only inflexible presenters. Increase your flexibility. Increase your ability to build rapport. Resistance will melt away. And using the other presuppositions that we've talked about, you'll always be able to get the result that you want.